Thank you. In the tall cotton with the Count Basie Band on 88.5 KPLU, streaming worldwide at kplu.org. I'm Abe, of course, and joining me, a couple of high school seniors from Anacortes High School. We have Blake Clausen and Matthew Tweeton. Welcome to the show, guys.
Nice to be here.
Yeah, thanks for welcoming us. Thanks.
Blake, you picked that tune. Tell us a little bit about Tall Cotton and the Count Basie Band.
I really love that tune. It's one of my favorites. I think it really embodies the sassiness of the trombone, and Al Gray's solo is just a really good... I just really love the sass that he throws into his playing.
Blake Clausen is a bass trombone player and also plays a little bit of piano. Matthew Tweeton, a pianist who also plays some bass, not trombone. I would love to get some information on your upbringing musically. Blake Clausen, tell us, what kind of music did you hear growing up?
I heard a lot of electronic music and some rock. My parents love music. My mom likes to sing and my dad plays guitar. But I didn't listen to a lot of music myself until I started playing around fifth grade.
Matthew Tweeton, tell us about your musical upbringing. A different kind of story than Blake's.
Yeah, my parents are great at playing the stereo. And so I got a lot of that. And from the time I can remember, and I know before that, I was doing music all day, every day, as much as I could. And actually, this is funny, I remember a friend of mine, this was like preschool, he was into catching bugs and collecting bugs, and I remember being bored with that one day, and he says, well, I have to listen to your music, so you're going to do this. So it was preschool.
We got Blake Clausen and Matthew Tweeton from Anacortes High School's jazz band, the School of Jazz guest DJs taking over the hour, and Tito Puente from 1951 up next. Tell us about this one.
You can't not move to this song. It's a party, and I can only imagine what it would be like to party all night on the dance floor with his band. Tito Puente with Huron Can Can on 88.5 KPLU.
Thank you. Hi, this is Arturo Sandoval, and you're listening to 88.5 KPLU.
Every day of my life, I think of you. And when I blow my horn, I think of you. If I could say how much you mean to me, I have no words to express my love for you. Your music plays inside my head. In every song I ever wrote, this is part of me I sent to you. It's coming from my heart, and every day I think of you. Right from the sky, I feel your love. My falls on you. Looking at me in all my dreams, you smile at me. Your charm, your grace, your friendly face. I heard you play, I was so touched by you. I wish we could play once again. When I feel blue, you cheer me up. When I laugh, you laugh with me. You save my life, this, you set me free.
That was Arturo Sandoval playing his tribute to Dizzy Gillespie, Every Day I Think of You, on 88.5 KPLU.
It's our School of Jazz guest DJ night here on 88.5 KPLU. That's Matthew Tweeten, and Blake Clawson is also here, both part of the Anacortes High School Jazz Band at the direction of Ian Simonson. And I'd like to ask both of them about how they chose the instruments that they've been focusing on mostly. Matthew, you've been playing a lot of bass. I think a lot of people look at the bass player in the band and think, well, he's probably the least important part of the band because you can barely hear him sometimes. Yes. And I think bass player is kind of the most important part of the
band.
Yeah,
and I mean, the joke is that everybody talks through the bass solo, which is relatively true, but there's a lot to hear if you're ready to listen.
Blake Clawson on the other side, also on the low end, have been playing the bass trombone since switching over from the regular trombone. Why the trombone for you?
I was always interested in bass trombone and the trombone in general, really, because you can be really powerful and meaty on the low end or really soft and delicate on the top and slide and glisten, just about every technique in between. And you're provided with the ability to be as expressive as you want or can be in any context.
That's Blake Clawson, and he's with Matthew Tweeten, our School of Jazz guest DJs from Anacortes High School's jazz band, 18-year-old seniors. We're going to be talking about their future beyond school later in the evening. We also have George Graham Band on the way. We'll hear Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong, Yo-Yo Ma a little bit later. And Blake, your pick next from one of our favorite pianists on the West Coast, Josh Nelson and his band. Why'd you pick this one?
It just has a really interesting, enthralling melody for me. I'm a big fan of Nelson's touch on the piano and also Ben Wendell on the tenor sax. And it has a lot of variance in colors. And next up is the Josh Nelson Trio playing A Change in the Wind on 88.5 KPLU.
Thank you. If you could see me now, you'd know how blue I've been. One look is all you need to see the mood I'm in. Perhaps then you'd realize I'm still in love with you. If you could see me now, you'd find me being brave and trying awfully hard to make my tears behave. But that's quite impossible. I'm still in love with you. You'd happen my way on some memorable day. Half a month will be May for a while. I'll try to smile, but cannot play the part without my heart behind the smile. The way I feel for you, I never could disguise. The look of love is written plainly in my eyes. I think you'll be mine again if you could see me now.
You could see.
That was Janice Mann with If You Could See Me Now on 88.5 KPLU. I came across Janice at a house concert a few months ago. Those are really intimate settings, you know, you're on the couch 3 feet away from the singer, and you really felt as if you were going on the trip with her. And Mark Seale's on piano, so can't go wrong. Yeah.
We're live in the studios with our School of Jazz guest DJs. There's two of them. That was Matthew Tweeten, and we've got Blake Clausen as well, seniors at Anacortes High School with the jazz band there. They both play a little bit of piano. Matthew, also a bass player, and Blake on the bass trombone. Matthew, that's just the beginning of your instrumentation. You also have been playing a lot of Croatian music as well. Tell me about that.
My mom's side is Croatian, and I've always heard it. And I've always gone to the events, you know, a few times yearly. And eventually I started getting into it, and I had a guitar about the size of a ukulele that I took all six strings off besides the top string to learn how to tremolo correctly. And I've been going at it since, and that was a good 5-6 years ago.
Blake Clausen, our other School of Jazz guest DJ, has interests outside of his bass, trombone, and piano. And in fact, it's composing music. Tell us about writing music.
I've always taken a lot more interest in who wrote it than who played it. So I find myself, because of that, being more attached to composers than performers.
Now, how do you go about pursuing composing? Have you found composers around Anacortes to work with?
Yeah, I job shadowed Kirk Marcy, and I spent a day in Edmonds Community College with him, and he told me a little bit about what his job entailed. He gets to compose and arrange jazz. I just really aspire to do something that musically centered and just exactly in the way that he composes and directs ensembles.
Double Trouble on KPLU's Evening Jazz tonight with Matthew Tweeten and Blake Clausen from Anacortes High School's jazz band. You can get all the scoop at our website, schoolofjazz.org. Matthew, this next tune, one of your picks, and it's on a Wynton Marsalis record, and we're not going to hear any Wynton.
Yes, we're not going to hear any Wynton, not that I wouldn't like to. It's a Marcus Roberts arrangement playing Memories of You. In the beginning, to me, it's sort of the emotional trip of what he's feeling, and then we pan into this flashback or look back at the memory that he's expressing. This is Marcus Roberts with Memories of You, 88.5 KPLU.
and the cotton is high.
And now, the music lesson.
Okay, Billy, one more time from the top, and I really want you to hit it. I just want you to attack it this time. Really go, okay? Let's do this. Okay, that's good, that's good. Now, air, remember what we said. Push the air through. Okay? Now watch the tonguing right here. Here we go, push through it. That is it. You got it, buddy. You did it. Yes.
Really?
Billy, I am not kidding. That is the best version of Hot Cross Buns that I have ever heard.
88.5 KPLU.
Thank you.
That was Peanut Face, played by the George Graham Band on 88.5 KPLU.
It's our KPLU School of Jazz night. That's Blake Clausen, and Matthew Tweeten is also here. They're both seniors at the Anacortes High School Jazz Band under the direction of Ian Simonson. And we are wrapping up a great show. Thanks so much, you guys, for coming and bringing all kinds of good music. This is the question I get to with School of Jazz DJs all the time. What's next after high school? Let's start with Matthew Tweeten. What have you got planned?
So the generic plan is to be understudying, working, conducting within the generic area for about a year or so, and then hopefully moving to Europe. Not set in stone, but that's the idea.
That's the goal. And Blake Clausen, how about you?
I'd like to pursue a job much like what Kirk Marcy does. I really love jazz and being able to compose, but also direct ensembles and spend time with people, because what really drives my composition is relationships with people. And so getting to know other musicians and constantly being in a musical environment is a really great way for me to be inspired to compose and also just to have fun. So I hope to become a music teacher at a maybe collegiate level and compose and arrange as well.
So we have two key members of the future of music on planet Earth, and I wonder if you could give us some insight on what you think the future holds for jazz and music in general.
Yeah, really, I mean, we're in a great time for music. More and more ways to listen, more and more ways to see, hear, share than we've ever had. It used to be you had to go to the performance of what you wanted and wait the whole year round, or wait for the record, and now you can be in the car, you can be on the plane, anywhere. So accessibility is great.
And there's also seems to be more and more these days a crossover between players in different styles of music. The jazz players are working in the hip hop world, and the classical musicians are moving into jazz a little bit and improvisation. And I wonder if you could talk about, as someone who's worked a lot with classical type music, how that transfers over into the world of jazz.
Absolutely. They incite each other. And frankly, this is kind of a funny example. I was sitting in the pit for a performance of Swan Lake for PNB, and during the intermission, one of the violinists was playing a little excerpt that he was showing to a cellist friend that sounded exactly like a Star Wars excerpt. So genres per se, they all incite each other. Music is music. Again, it's a balance, but there's lots of room and space to move around.
And I think that's a perfect note for us to end on tonight with our final song. And I want to say once again, thank you so much, Blake Clausen, for coming in, and Matthew Tweeten, both seniors at Anacortes High School. Great to have you guys both here.
Yeah, thanks for having
thanks
us.
Thanks for having us, yeah.
And Matthew, you've chosen our final tune. What have we got?
Yeah, so this is Samambaya, Yo-Yo Ma playing cello, and Romero Lumbambo playing guitar on 88.5 KPLU.